We asked you to name the capital of southern Sudan in our GeoQuiz today. The answer is Juba. It's a city that Manute Bol knew well. The former NBA star was from southern Sudan. Bol passed away on Saturday at the age of 47. He died of complications related to a rare skin disease. After his NBA career, Manute Bol did a lot of humanitarian work in southern Sudan. That's where the BBC's Peter Martel met him.
His work was focused on his home area in South Sudan. This is a region that was completely destroyed by almost two decades of civil war between the north and the south. And Manute focused all his time and a lot of his fortune towards rebuilding the schools in this area, as well as promoting reconciliation between these areas where huge amounts of people have spent years and years fighting between themselves.
What do you remember about that passion of his for the school construction project?
Well, I remember he was an incredibly inspirational figure. And when he was speaking, he was talking about how when he was a boy growing up, he grew up as a cattle herder, a very traditional lifestyle still today in southern Sudan. And he never really got the chance to go to any formal schooling. And that's something he regretted. And he said that now when he had the chance, he had earned the money through the NBA, and he also had the name and to allow him to fundraise. He said he wanted the new generation of southern Sudanese growing up to get that opportunity, to be allowed to go to school.
Now, on this most recent visit of his where he fell ill, he apparently stayed longer than he needed to help with the presidential campaign in southern Sudan, where he's from, and to speak out against corruption. I mean, clearly his involvement was way larger, it seems, than pure Good Samaritan work.
Yes, I mean, it's hard to put into words how important it was to him and how important people regarded him. He's a figure that people looked up to, both because of his MBA history, is perhaps one of the most famous southern Sudanese people on the international stage that there was. He felt that he owed an enormous amount to his people, to his family, but also to the wider sense of the southern Sudanese.
You met Manute Bol in Juba in southern Sudan. I think Americans would be interested to know, you know, what Manute Bol, out of the context of the NBA and in the context of southern Sudan, is like.
Yeah, well, people looked at Manute both, you know, as a famous figure because of the NBA, but in South Sudan they saw him more as a leader, a man who had gone out to the US, he had made a fortune, and yet he had actually chosen to come back to South Sudan and to dedicate the rest of his life towards working for the Southerners. So in that sense, here, he was seen as an enormous figure for that sense of dedication. And when I met him, he was sleeping in a big old house in the centre of Juba, but it was still hard hit by the war. You could sense that the building there had not been, it wasn't extravagant, it wasn't flashy. It was very clear the people there held him in enormous respect.
And not just because he could average five block shots per game, but because he was doing a lot of work for them.
Exactly.
Peter Martel remembering Manute Bol, who dedicated his life after basketball to promoting peace in southern Sudan. Manute Bol died on Saturday. Peter, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.